This is the voice of Turkey. This is the voice of Turkey. The voice of Turkey. This is the voice of Turkey. Is the voice of Turkey.
The Voice of Turkey's English language transmission broadcasting from Ankara in the 31 meter band between 1830 and 1930 UTC on 9785 kHz to Europe, between 2030 and 2130 UTC in the 41 meter band on 7205 kHz to South Asia and Australia, between 2200 and 2300 UTC in the 31 meter band and on 9830 kHz to Europe, Eastern USA and Canada, and in the 19-meter band on 15520 kHz between 1630 and 1730 UTC to Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Uzbekistan, and Turkmenistan. The voice of Turkey is also being between 0400 and 0500 UTC in the 31-meter band and on 9655 kHz to Europe, the USA, Eastern Canada, and Cuba, between 0400 and 0500 UTC in the 41-meter band on 7240 kHz to Iraq, Syria, Iran, and the Arabian Peninsula. You can listen to us over the Tiscar 3A satellite and on the internet at www.trt.net.tr for the Voice of Turkey link. We hope that transmissions broadcast between 2130 and 2230 UTC, between 2300 and 0100 UTC, and between 0400 and 0500 UTC have been pre-recorded. Our email address is english.trt.net.tr. Before we begin, a quick look at the headlines. Today is a historic day for the solution process in Turkey. President Erdogan will pay Saudi Arabian official visit on Saturday. Turkmen President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedow will visit Turkey on 3rd and 4th of March. Deputy Prime Minister Nurhan Kurtulmuş will pay a cultural visit to Morocco, and Turkish aid organization sends humanitarian assistance to Syria. And now details of the news. Turkey is determined to conclude the solution process, referring to the efforts launched in 2013 to end the decades of conflict with the all-out PKK with full support of the Turkish people, Deputy Prime Minister Yalçın Akdoğan said on Saturday.
Akdoğan gave the remarks to media after he and Interior Minister Efkan Ala met with People's Democracy Party, or the HDP, leaders, including the party's deputy chair, Karim Buldan and İdris Balukan, Istanbul Deputy Service Rüya Önder at the Prime Minister's Dolmabahçe office in Istanbul. He said that the government valued HDP's statements on the issue of disarmament of PKK. The government sees HDP's statements on an acceleration of disarmament process as important, the Deputy Prime Minister said. Laying down arms will further develop democracy, he added. About the government's resolve to pursue the solution process, which was launched in 2013 to end the decades of conflict with PKK in Turkey's eastern and southeastern regions, Akdoğan said, we are determined to complete the solution process with full support of the public. The Deputy Premier also underlined that Turkey was at a very important phase in the ongoing process. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will travel to Saudi Arabia on Saturday at the invitation of Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud. During the three-day visit, President Erdogan will meet Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz in capital Riyadh. Erdogan and King Salman are expected to make an exchange of views on regional and international matters, as well as strategic ties between Turkey and Saudi Arabia, which have deep historical and brotherly ties. Turkmenistan's President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov will pay Turkey an official visit through 3rd and 4th of March at the invitation of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. During the visit, Erdogan and Berdimuhamedov will hold private meetings and chair sessions between the delegations of the two countries, as well as attend the opening ceremony of International Investment Fund in Istanbul. A written statement issued by Turkish President's press office said, talks during the visit will be an opportunity to reveal matters in both countries' agendas and make an exchange of views on matters of regional and international concern. The resident question is expected to make a contribution to strengthen multifaceted ties with Turkmenistan, with whom Turkey has special relations. Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmuş will travel tomorrow COVID senior officials on 2nd and 5th of March to attend the Moroccan-Turkish Cultural Days. According to Prime Ministry sources, while in Morocco, Kurtulmuş will inaugurate several programs coordinated by Yunus Emre Institute and Turkish Cooperation and Coordination Agency TİKA for short, and hold official contacts. Following his bilateral contacts, Morocco Kurtulmuş will deliver a speech titled Civilizational Perspective at the National Library in Rabat City, and then will meet Moroccan academics and students. After the conference, Kurtulmuş will open two exhibits at the library titled Ottoman Kaftans and Ottoman Firmans. Turkey continues to send humanitarian aid to those in need in Syria. Aid materials collected by Humanitarian Aid Association in collaboration with an aid agency in Qatar will be sent to Syria soon. 56 trucks filled with relief supplies will be delivered to Syrians after crossing through Jilega's border gate in Reyhanlı district of Turkey's Hatay province.
The news continues on the English language broadcast of the Voice of Turkey.
The Syrian government has expelled three United Nations aid workers without giving any reason. Jens Larsen, spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, said, "We are extremely concerned that the two OCHA staff doing essential work with opposition parties on the ground to secure access for the delivery of urgently needed humanitarian supplies have been asked to leave the country without any reasons given." Another statement came from Stefan Dujarric, spokesperson for the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. He said, three UNICEF workers, two of them from RCHA, have been asked to leave Syria without any reason. This could have a major impact on the vital aid operations in terms of our ability to carry out operations at the local level and also on negotiations on the safe passage of aid delivery, Dujarric told reporters. Aid workers in Syria say Damascus has in the past used threats of expulsion as a way of muting criticism and discouraging attempts to break cedars. Terror attacks continue to claim innocent lives in Iraq and Syria. Two bomb attacks targeting a marketplace in Balad Rush town in the north of Iraq's capital Baghdad left 9 people dead and 65 others injured. ISIL militants reportedly increased attacks on Western Syria's Samarra, where Iraqi security forces and Shiite militia continue military build-up. Whereas in Syria, Kurdish groups backed by international coalition reportedly repelled ISIL militants in Al-Hasaka region. More than 200 ISIL militants have been killed in clashes in Tel Hamas area. Boris Nemtsov, a Russian opposition politician and former deputy prime minister, was shot dead meters from the Kremlin in central Moscow late on Friday. Nemtsov, who was 55, was shot 4 times in the back, the Interior Ministry said. Russian head of state Vladimir Putin condemned the killing, saying it could have been a contract killing and a provocation on the eve of a big opposition protest that Nemtsov had been due to lead in Moscow on Sunday. The U.S. administration also condemned the killing. The White House called upon the Russian government to conduct a prompt, impartial and transparent investigation into the circumstances of his murder and ensure that those responsible for this vicious killing are brought to justice. An open critic of Putin, Nemtsov served as a deputy prime minister during Boris Yeltsin's rule. He was influential in the forming of several opposition parties in the country. And sports, in a leave no prisoners battle in top 16 Group F of Turkish Airlines EuroLeague, Fenerbahçe Ülker Istanbul registered a good-as-gold road win by bombing CSK Moscow 75-81 in the Russian capital on Friday. The two teams are tied for second place in the group with 6-2 records, though Fenerbahçe is ahead by a tiebreaker. Andrei Gudelok and Jan Vesely led the winners with 14 points apiece. Bogdan Bogdanovic added 13, while Nemanja Bjelica tallied 11 points and 13 rebounds for Fenerbahce, which won its 7th straight world game. Landa Delicolo led CSK with 18 points. Milos Dosic added 14 before being disqualified in the final minute. Sonny Weems scored 13 and Aaron Jackson 10 for the hosts, who suffered their first home loss in the 2014 and 15 Turkish Airlines EuroLeague season. The Istanbul match between the two teams had ended in CSK's victory 84-81 in extra time. And that was News and Sports brought to you by the Voice of Turkey. And now the review of the Turkish press. Star Court's President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan is having said during a meeting with provincial governors at Presidential Palace on Friday, the Turkish-style presidential system is, of course, possible. Turkey's democratic maturity has reached a level which will allow transition to the presidential system. Let us together move to a presidential system encircled with our traditions and customs, he said. Sabah writes that the three-story tunnel project to pass under the Istanbul Strait was kick-started on Friday. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said regarding the project that the world will stand in awe of this mega project. Bakan covers the same news item and says a three-story and 6.5 kilometer long tunnel over the Bosphorus, under the Bosphorus will be materialized in 5 years. And pass fee for the tunnel will be $3. The data goes on to say that 120,000 vehicles will cross through the tunnel daily, and the cost of the mega project will reach $3.5 billion. Syriac reports that Turkey's total exports grew by 4.3%, while defense exports increased by 18.7%, totaling $1.6 billion. Defense Industry Undersecretary Sinan Gümüş said Turkey aims to reach $25 billion of exports by 2023. Milliyet writes that 190 female Afghan police officers completed a 4-month training program at the police academy in Sivas province. the same daily revenue item, it writes that American think tank Stratfor, referred to as the Shadow CIA, published a number of predictions regarding world politics in the next 10 years. According to some of these predictions, the European Union will fall apart while Turkey will continue its upward trend. The Stratfor report also said the U.S. will remain the world's biggest political power. And that was the review of the Turkish press, brought to you by the Voice of Turkey.
This is the Voice of Turkey.
Welcome to the Letterbox program. Amit Chauhan is your host in this program today. We always wait for your letters and emails because you take guidance from your criticism, information regarding your countries that may be on environment, culture, weather, anything you like to share with us and our dear listeners. Before I read your letters and emails, let me first of all remind you of our contact addresses. Our postal address is English Desk, TRT, Voice of Turkey, PO Box 333, Yenisehir, 06443, Ankara, Turkey. Let me repeat our postal address, English Desk, TRT, Voice of Turkey, PO Box 333, Yenisehir, 06443, Ankara, Turkey. And our email address is englishdesk@trt.net.tr, englishdesk@trt.net.tr. Okay, the first letter I have is, look who is there. It's Mr. Christopher Lewis, after a long time, from England. And Mr. Christopher Lewis writes, dear TRT, greetings. I hope this letter finds you well. May I also take this opportunity to wish everything at TRT a very happy and healthy new year. Let's hope this year will be filled with lots of positive things and less of the negative. It has been some time since my last letter, so I thought this is the time that I send in a reception report, which is detailed as below. And at the end of his reception report, writes the birthday for Prophet Muhammad this year will be celebrated on the anniversary of his 1444th birthday. And he says, the news was followed by a review of the Turkish press that will take a closer look at the preparation for the 1444th birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. If you find the reception report to be correct, I will be grateful for your consideration. I will also be grateful for a brief copy of the program and frequency. I forgot to write a note for one. When the situation changed last October, the reception is a little bit poor at the moment here in England. I dislike listening online. We have less personal. Not close to that of me now. Please once again accept my sincere wishes.
I won't cook any of the women watching, but we can go to the bar for a couple of hours.
And beyond. Thank you very much. Christopher Lewis,
I've been
for a long time in our program.
I've played the And that I sent you a lot of things. When it's about 6 o'clock, a lot of people do start coming with boxes of home brew and guitars. The kids are buying them. We have to pour the beer jugs to leave all the thick stuff in the bottom of the bottle. Beer sprayed out. We all rushed over to watch. Lifted off the standing sack.
Despite all the addictions, I am pleased to see that Shelter Broadcasting is still alive. I thought I would drop you a short letter to thank you for your short broadcast. Don't believe all the hype that around modern media, such as internet and satellite broadcasting. Not everybody wants to use it. There is still an active satellite audience. Make sure that you have to then ask that there are still people listening to your broadcast. As a keen shortwave listener for over 40 years, I continue to listen to my radio every day. Weird player to listen to broadcasts from
a gentleman named Nassim Muller.
Through this hobby, I have learned a great deal about far away countries, and in many cases, it has encouraged me to visit those countries on holiday. Part of the enjoyment of being a listener is to have a dialogue with the station, keep broadcasting programs about your ideas, culture, history, and country. It's fascinating to someone like myself that admires other cultures and works on messages. I have detailed below a reception report of the program that I heard. I very much appreciate receiving your PSO card or letter of information of the broadcast. It will then go into my collection. I have also included some phone cards from the United Kingdom. I wish all the staff, parents, and present at the station good luck and hope I may continue to hear them. I have spent many holidays in Balkan,
the mountains and deserts of the far northwest.
Thank you very much. For writing
that,
for your
feelings
about the short-term broadcasting that's still going on. We are also happy to
have
you and all of our other listeners in our program whenever
they
can help. We really appreciate and we hope that this program will continue for long, long years to come. Thank you very much. Actually, he has written us two letters this time, but I have selected this one. The printed reception report for I couldn't see the date yet, but anyway, he has written a beautiful reception report from 4th of January 2015. I'm sorry about that. But then in his comments, he writes that the details given below are in accordance with your schedule. Show that I heard the broadcast, I would be very pleased to receive your gift of card or letter as confirmation of my reception, thanking you and anticipation and hoping to tune in again soon. And please, would you send me your PSO card? Definitely, send me your PSO card for Mr. Barnett for your reception reports. We really appreciate you always participate in our program, you write us, you listen to our program, and thank you very much. We hope you will continue doing that. And next letter I have is from Norway. No, sorry, this is from Mr. Forhees from Ireland. And he has written his reception report, but unfortunately he forgot to write the date. We guess his listening date was the 8th of January 2015. That's the thing we have just kept.
Oh,
so that we can
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the reception report.
Definitely be getting a kiss of God for your reception report. Kindly check your reception report date whenever you write us again so that we have the records collected in our concerned department. Thank you very much. Then we have Mr. Richard Newman from the United States, and he has typewriting from Fort Pierce, Florida. And in a reception report for the 26th of December 2015, he has given all the details, beautifully printed reception reports. And in case I enjoyed listening to the voice of Tricky Borkas, and I look forward to the next one. Reception was great, very strong.
Found the young woman.
Signal 19-7 on the zero. There was no interference, no static, no distortion, no fading. I listened with a realistic DX-160 filter, where high-power central antenna encloses my first radio crystal card. The photo was shot on film in a nature preserve a few miles from my house. Thanks a lot, Mr. Richard T. Noah, for writing us. We are happy to have you on our program, and we are happy that your reception over there in Florida was excellent. Thank you very much. And also, many thanks for this picture of the DX1 reception report that you sent us for the CSO card. Copy, thank God. And the next letter is from Mr. Alex Pedersen from Norway, who has written a few beautiful things in his letter about the environment and this matter. Many thanks. We send us the encryption code so that we can send
young men of those times.
And Mr. Jonathan Foster from London, United Kingdom. He has sent us a report for 10th of January 2016. After the program details, I would appreciate your special card. Thank you. I find all your programs very interesting, and I hope your government ministers understand the importance of what you're taking and continue funding your essential broadcast. Thank you very much, Mr. Professor. I definitely are
working on the great China all the time.
Sensitivity of our listeners and WhatsApp program actually on the shortwave, because the people may not have access to the internet all over the world, so radio is still the best way to communicate and to reach out to the people who cannot get information otherwise. So we are really appreciative of your letters. Thank you very much, and also many thanks for your appreciation for the broadcasting. Thanks a lot, Mr. Donald. I'm sure you're getting a special card for your thanks. Here are our own Shigemitsumiyake. Yes, he has a reception report for January 2015. And then he writes, hello, happy New Year 2015. Please accept my heartfelt greetings on the arrival of the New Year. New Year's compliments to you and your family. May 2015 be a happy and great year for us. I'm pleased to inform you that I have listened to your radio broadcast on January 2015. And then, while he writes, if you don't mind, please write me again. I have got to know and talk to you later in my next letter. And please take care of yourself and folding. I'll write to you again. Take care. Thank you very much. You are very kind, like always. And
international
calling
on the clicking button.
Thank you very much. Please keep on listening about it, and definitely, as you always get, we'll get it this time too. Thanks a lot. And finally, I have a letter from Mr. Brent Skinner, who's also one of our regular and old listeners. Mr. Brent Skinner writes, dear Voice of Turkey, I have a pleasure in submitting a reception report after listening to your radio broadcast on December 31, 2014. And then he has given all the reception report details. Actually, he has two reports for us. That's for 31st of January 2015. And finally, in the comments, Mr. Grant Skinner writes, I very much appreciate learning about new cultures and traveling the world through radio. I find Voice of Turkey to be one of the most interesting sources of information available, and I appreciate news and viewpoints, from outside of my country. Thank you very much, Mr. Grant Skinner, for being a loyal listener and continuously inviting us. We really appreciate your effort all the time, and also many thanks for your both of your reports. We are happy to have you in the program, and when you write us, we will definitely be answering your letters or emails whenever you write us, and I know you always write us letters. Thanks a lot. Please keep listening and writing. And Mr. John R. Stradler has sent us a green card from Austria, Vienna, and also with a reception report, of course. Thank you very much, Mr. Stradler, for writing us on January 15, 2015, and definitely be getting a special card for this reception report. Thanks a lot. Please keep on listening and writing. And that brings us to the end of the time allocated for our program. Before we finish our program, let me remind you our contact addresses. Our postal address is English Desk, TRT, Voice of Turkey, PO Box 333, Yenisheviye, 46443, Ankara, Turkey. And our email address is englishtest.net.yak. Until we talk to you again with your letters and emails next week, goodbye.
The Letterbox Program.
Voice of Turkey.
Today in history. On 28th of February 1922, Egypt became independent and the UK's protectorate over Egypt ended. For 400 years, Egypt remained under Turkish rule after it came under the Ottoman sovereignty in 1500. In 1882, it began to be ruled by the British. Although the Kingdom of Egypt gained its independence on 28th of February 1922, it was steered by the British government for the next 30 years. The kingdom was overthrown in 1953 by the Free Officers Movement, and republic was proclaimed in the country 1 year later.
On 28th of February 1945, Turkey became a signatory state to the United Nations Charter. Turkey signs a pair in the U.S. Orhan Erol signed the document on behalf of Turkey, and 8 months after the signing, the United Nations was officially formed. Turkey declared war on Germany and Japan in line with decisions taken by the U.S., Russia and the U.K. at Yalta Conference, thereby removing the obstacle before it to become a member. On 28th of February 1947, a popular uprising broke out in Taiwan, but it was suppressed violently. Taiwanese military intervened in people's armed uprising against the ruling Kuomintang Party, which resulted in the death of 30,000 people. China retook Taiwan region under its control after Japan surrendered at the end of the Second World War and pulled its troops from there. Kuomintang Party, which was also the ruling party in China, resorted to an autocratic form of administration of Taiwanese people, who later rebelled. On 28th of February 1958, first conductor of the Presidential Symphony Orchestra and composer of the Turkish National Anthem, Osman Zeki Güngör, passed away. Having enrolled at the Imperial Orchestra at the age of 11, Güngör completed his studies in violin department and was raised as a concert violinist for performances for Sultan Abdulhamid II himself. Güngör conducted concerts in various cities such as Vienna, Berlin, Budapest and Munich. After the proclamation of the Republic, he became a member of the Presidential Symphony Orchestra and was appointed the head of Gazi Teacher Training Institute. Today in History.
Is the voice of Turkey.
Pollution is a mixture of solid particles and gases in the air. Car emissions, chemicals from factories, dust, pollen, and mold spores may be suspended as particles. Ozone, a gas, is a major part of air pollution in cities. When ozone forms air pollution, it's also called smog. Some air pollutants are poisonous. Inhaling them can increase the chance you'll have health problems. People with heart or lung disease, older adults and children are at greater risk from air pollution. Air pollution isn't just outside. The air inside buildings can also be polluted and affect your health. Pollutant is a substance in the air that can have adverse effects on humans and the ecosystem. The substance can be solid particles, liquid droplets, or gases. A pollutant can be of natural origin or man-made. Pollutants are classified as primary or secondary. Primary pollutants are usually produced from a process
such as ash from a volcanic eruption. Other examples include carbon monoxide gas from motor vehicles exhaust or sulfur dioxide released from factories. Secondary pollutants are not emitted directly, rather they form in the air when primary pollutants react or interact. Ground level ozone is a prominent example of a secondary pollutant. Some pollutants may be both primary and secondary. They are both emitted directly and formed from other primary pollutants. Sulfur oxides, nitrogen oxides, carbon monoxide, volatile organic compounds, toxic metals, chlorophyll, carbons, ammonia, odors, radioactivity, and particulates are the major pollutants.
Eco-friendly tips. TRT, the Voice of Turkey, is now podcasting. You can view the archive at www.trt.net.tr. This is the Voice of Turkey. Burası TRT Türkiye'nin sesi radyosu.
Bu yer Türkiye'nin sesi radyosu.
Hier ist die Stimme der Türkei.
Yüklet üzeri durji.
Yani son Türkiye.
Danışır Türkiye'nin sesi radyosu.
O bir radyo bu. Türkiye.
Türkiye radyo bu tasla Türkiye.
Türkiye. Türkiye. Türkiye.
اینجا رادیو صدای توسکیه
خوبت که زاینه
رادیو برسه ترت توسکیه نه رادیو سوسکیه
اینجا رادیو صدای توسکیه
ایسی انتها رادیو لبوید را ترسیه
رادیو ترکیه تسکمه
او دی رادیو گلاس توسکیه
This is the voice of Turkey
Esta es la voz de Turquía
Qui è la radio la voce della Turchia. Turchia è una radio.
Obada Turchia è una radio.
Turchia è una radio. Radio. Tutti i glass of
Turchia. Turchia è una radio.
Burası TRT Türkiye'nin sesi radyosu.
Da da Türkiye radyosu.
Ayet radio voce Turchia. Kabaret Golos Turchia. Ovde Radio Glas Turski.
İzirde Türkiye havada.
Git de yer Türkiye'nin ses radyosu.
Ye, sıday Türki.
Anama konuma Türkiye havada radyosu.
Efe, ikonik iş Türkiye. Voice of Turkey.
Thank you. production of the monarch.
Hello, here is this month's question. Who is the famed Islamic scholar, researchers studying Islamic economy, deemed as the founder of the economics? Ibn Khaldun, Avicenna, Al-Farabi. We repeat our question. Who is the famed Islamic scholar, researchers studying Islamic economy, deemed as the founder of the economics? Ibn Khaldun, Avicenna, Al-Farabi. Three of our listeners, to be determined in a draw from among those with the correct answer, will receive a present each from the Voice of Turkey. Please send in your answers by 28th of February 2015, either by email to englishdesk@trt.net.tr or by fax, for which the number is 00903124633454. Our mailing address is PO Box 333-06443, Yenisehir, Ankara, Turkey. We wish you the best of luck. The question of the month.
Thank you.
oldu belki de. Düşündük, taşındık birçok şeyi birbirimizden sakındık. Bir şey eksik cümlede, yüklenme, özlenme, sakladığım şeyler neyse, beni üzerine. Öyle çok şey var ki içimde, hepsini konuşmak yerine,
to the Voice of Turkey's English language transmission broadcasting from Ankara in the 49 meter band between 1930 and 2030 UTC on 6050 kilohertz to Europe between 2130 and 2230 UTC in the 31 meter band on 9610 kilohertz to South Asia and Australia between 2300 to 0000 UTC in the 49 meter band and on 5960 kilohertz to Europe, Eastern United States of America, and Canada, and in the 25 meter band on 11730 kilohertz between 1730 and 1830 UTC to Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Uzbekistan, and Turkmenistan. The Voice of Turkey has also beamed between 0400 and 0500 UTC in the 31 meter band
and on 9,655 kilohertz to Europe, the United States of America, Eastern Canada, and Cuba, between 0400 and 0500 UTC, in the 41-meter band on 7,240 kilohertz to Iraq, Syria, Iran, and the Arabian Peninsula. You can listen to us over the TRAPSAT 3-day satellite and on the Ethernet at www.trt.net.tr through the Voice of Turkey link. Please note that transmissions broadcast between 2300 and 0000 UTC and between 0400 or 500 UTC have been pre-recorded. For now, though, thank you for listening to the Voice of Turkey and goodbye.